Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in roaming company of Oscar-winning Paul Aggis, who's here to give a 4-day masterclass to 40 actors and more than 200 auditors of actors, filmmakers, writers and producers coming from all over Europe. In April, Paul Aggis' new film, Third Person, will be released in Italy thanks to M2 Pictures. Third Person is a movie about love in three different ways and three different cities. How much a city do you think can influence the type of story you tell, and what do you tend to portray more stories than one at a time in a film?
Yes, well, this is only the second time I've done it. I think because Crash was very well, everyone thinks, oh, this is what I do. But mostly I've done single stories. But I really love the idea that you can take three stories and the three of them can, when combined, tell a larger story. And this, the combination of these stories, besides just three aspects of love that I was exploring, I also wanted to explore the creative process and what it takes to create and what you kill to create. And also I wanted to do a bit of a puzzle. And so you'll see when you're watching the film that about a third of the way into the film, things start happening that cannot happen. And so I wanted to say, and people get very confused, and I wanted to say, okay, if that cannot happen, then what's happening? And more importantly, why is it happening? And so I got to explore that, and that was a lot of fun.
You said in a press conference that you, in the film, you don't want to give many answers, but you certainly want to put many questions. And you also said that doing that was an homage to Italian and French cinema of the 60s and the 70s. And in Italy, as you remember, in the 70s, there was what we called the episode movie. Were you also thinking about that kind of film when you wrote the film, when you wrote Third Person?
Yes, I mean, many of the great filmmakers, Italian and French filmmakers of the 60s and 70s, those were the filmmakers who really influenced me as a young man. You know the greats. It's from Antonioni, Pasolini, Godard, Truffaut, Buñuel, from many countries, but they were all influenced by each other, and I was very influenced by them and wanted to tell a story that really respected the viewer, that lets you put it together. You come up with the answers. And so I love those films that, you know, you have to walk outside afterwards and discuss it with your friends to figure out what the hell happened and argue about it. And I love those kind of films. So that's what I wanted to make here. And I think Europeans in general have a greater tolerance for that kind of filmmaking. Yes.
You talked about the creative process that you wanted to explore. What it's killed during the creative process, but also thinking about Liam Neeson's character, he's a writer, and thinking about the fact that he takes something about this life, happenings of his life, when he's writing. It makes me think about the creative process, also what you're going to do in the following days, like teaching students. So do you think that the creative process implies that you always have to use something from your life to write,
or you steal from others, which I like to do, and I'm sure I'll steal more from these actors and these writers and the directors than they'll take from me. So you constantly want to ask questions about what's going on in your life and with your friends and others, and I've been very fortunate in that way to find stories that really challenge me, and this one I think challenged me the most of any of my movies.
How are you going to structure the master classes?
I'm doing 2 days with we're talking about filmmaking with writers and directors. And then 3 days with actors. And so tomorrow I'll be looking at scenes from one of the storylines of Crash and talking about how I created that storyline. And then the next day I'll be talking at other movies and talking about how pivotal scenes and how one constructs those. And then I'll be working with the actors doing scene work for several days, two groups of actors, and then presenting them to a group of industry professionals. I think about 50 people are coming to see these actors.
In many films you wrote, I'm thinking, for example, in The Valley of Vila, you left many little things in the shadows so that people could interpret themselves. Did you use the same writing technique in third person?
Yes, exactly. I just do one thing, basically. I like to ask really difficult questions of the characters and myself. And but in this case about love. But I've come up with three ways I've tried to love somebody, or I have tried people tried to love me, and see, did this work? Does that not work? And how and why? And then also about who paid the price for my creative streak, and because we get to be very selfish as creators, we spend a lot of time with our characters, with our work, and often it's your family, your children, who pay the price for those things, and certainly that's reflected in this film as well. Yeah. Thank you.
I was thinking about what you said about the consequences of the creative process, the writing and making films, and can we also think about this film as talking about parenthood as well?
Yes, very much so, yes. I think I don't want to give too much away, but yes, you see that that's all over the film, yeah. You know, children trying to protect parents trying to protect children, sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing.
I want to ask you a question about film literacy in general. How do you think it's important to teach film? You didn't go to film school.
No,
do you think that it's important also film literacy also in schools, normal schools?
Well, you know, literacy in general is important, you know, and film is one of our great arts. And so, yes, I think the more we teach arts in the schools, the more children are able to learn other subjects. The cross-pollination of those, I think, is very important. I think it's extremely important to keep arts in the schools.
Thank you, Polagis, and good luck for this 4 days masterclass taking place from the 10th to the 14th of March in Rome at the Teatro Golden. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.